have a wonderful opportunity to observe new customs and traditions. What might have seemed strange before is becoming pretty familiar to them. For instance, among the Mohammedans, to drink coffee with anybody is regarded as a sacred rule of hospitality, a token of peace. The berries are roasted over a charcoal fire, and the coffee's allowed to boil three times. It's thickly sugared and served in very small cups. All this is traditional among the Mohammedans, but as our servicemen have observed, it's simply their version of our mid-morning coffee break, or our afternoon tea party, or our cocktail hour. It's a time for friends to sit down and relax. It's a time for conversation. The cup of whatever beverage suits the individual taste. And this is true of customs and traditions of all countries. The way of doing things may be different, but ideals are the same. So it is by observing these customs that our servicemen are helping to maintain goodwill with other people in other lands.
نبه این آبی آرام بلند من مناجات درختان را هنگام سحر نفس پاک شقایق را در دامن کوه رقص عطر گل یخ را با باد همه را میبینم میشنوم من به این جمله نمیاندیشم به تو میاندیشم به تو می اندیشم ای سر آخو همه خوبی تک و تنها به تو می اندیشم به تو می اندیشم همه وقت همه جا من به هر حال به تو می اندیشم به تو می اندیشم به تو میاندیشم به تو میاندیشم ای سر آقا همه خوبی تک و تنها به تو میاندیشم به تو میاندیشم چهره ها را تو بگو قصه یه ابر و هوا را تو بخواب، تو بمان با من تنها، تو بمان به تو میاندیشم، به تو میاندیشم، ای سراپا همه خوبی تک و تنها به تو میاندیشم، به تو میاندیشم، به تو میاندیشم، به تو
Wow, what's that aftershave you're wearing?
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is Iran, and I rocked because we're mixing up Persian pop with American rock and roll. We began that last set with our featured artist, the Persian singer, songwriter, actor, Andy Andranik Madian, and he's living in Los Angeles right now. As I mentioned earlier, a lot of the Persian pop stars ended up leaving Iran after the 1979 revolution if they weren't living overseas already. and particularly in Los Angeles. A lot of them ended up developing a new form of Persian pop music with all the technology and the mix of other musical styles that were going on in the 1980s in Southern California. And it ended up finding its way back to Iran. Then we heard from the American bluegrass band, Hazy Dixie, who does a great job covering lots of other musicians, rock and roll musicians, and that was one of them. Their version of I Love Rock and Roll from a hillbilly tribute to Mountain Love. And then Gugush, one of the most famous of all Persian pop stars, Akarian Kabar. And she had a decades-long career. Then we heard from Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Roadrunner, and another Persian pop star, Moeen Beytomiandisham, mixed in with some recordings going back to the 1950s from some Americans talking about American soldiers serving overseas and how they run into the Mohammedans, is American culture called Muslims back then. And we finished off the set with a song going out to Paul Goodwin, Aerosmith, Toys in the Attic. So in case you didn't know it already, the United States has a long history of interfering in the democratically elected governments of other countries. And in 1953, the CIA was behind a coup against Iran's democratically elected prime minister, Mohammad Mossadegh. Him and the CIA and the British government basically participated in a coup that overthrew that democratically elected prime minister and instead installed the Shah of Iran, who, well, I'd urge you to go back, just look at the Wikipedia article for that. But for many years, the British and the CIA covered up their involvement, but the CIA publicly admitted it in 2013 and released the documents on their website under the Freedom of Information Act, describing how in detail the United States, with British help, engineered the coup and overthrew the legitimately elected government and installed somebody who was the Shah of Iran, who was basically a dictator. But from the American's perspective, he was our guy. He was a dictator, but at least he wasn't a communist. And he had a notorious state police force, SAVAK, that tortured and murdered many people. And I'm not praising the fundamentalist government that was installed after the revolution, but I'm just saying, you know, they had reasons to distrust the United States, and they still do. And you can read more and learn more about that on the internet. It's not hidden anymore. Well, let's continue to explore our theme of Iran and Iraq with some more Persian pop music. And then we'll be hearing from Tom Petty, the Ramones, and ZZ Top, and more here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and the psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because there's a vision of profit, 1 out of 100, that you're right, 9 out of 100, that you're not. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. I rocks might melt and the seed may burn. I guess I'll know when I get there. I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
Fully expect the unexpected.
or he is,
or you are.
tonight here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford. We are taking you on an ethnomusicological journey to Iran and back. Our theme is called Iran and I Rocked. Persian pop mixed up with American rock and roll. We began that last set with Nahid and DJ Dura, a Persian pop star. And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Learning to Fly. As Tom Petty commented, being a pilot himself, it's relatively easy to get that airplane up in the air. The hard part's coming down safely. And then we heard Hayede and Bahune. The Ramones followed with Bop Till You Drop. And then Layla and Farshid Amin. And we finished off the music in that set with ZZ Top and Planet of Women. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Because you never know when you might come across one. Like I did 2 years ago. Cleaning up my brother's house, my dead brother's house after he passed away. My brother Philip and I were in his bedroom, a very messy bedroom. And underneath the mattress, we found a gun and some ammunition. And, you know, rule number zero, all guns are always loaded, even when they're not. Remember that if you pick up a gun, all guns are always loaded. So that leads us to rule number one. Never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule number two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. So if you're not planning on shooting anything, don't put your finger on the trigger, because you might, and you don't want to do that. And finally, be sure of your target and what's beyond it. And this has been a public safety message from your gun fear and friends here at WMFO in Medford. So, yesterday, I went to a very interesting group experience here on the Tufts campus. There's an organization called Open Call, and they're experimenting in ways to cultivate meaningful human connections here at Tufts through shared novel experiences. And what caught my eye was browsing through the events at Tufts.edu website. And the experience last night put on by Open Call was all about smelling and exploring our olfactory sensations. So they had a whole bunch of different things that smelled like, well, cinnamon and lavender and strawberries and all sorts of different smells. And basically had a way of interacting, striking up conversations with that. I brought some rosewater essence that I had brought in India many years ago. And that seemed to go over pretty well as I passed it along the other people who were there. But yes, open call and experiment in cultivating meaningful human connections at Tufts. And more broadly, I just have to suggest, if you live near the Tufts campus, checking out the events.tufts.edu website, because there are lots of great events going on that are free and open not just to students, but to members of the Tufts community and the general public. So, well worth checking out, especially some of the music concerts. Fun and educational. Well, we've got a little bit less than 15 minutes before Chase Carson will be coming on with the Time Tunnel. Classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco music from back in the day. And so, in our final set, we're going to be hearing from Shoreh, Persian Pop, and also Jimi Hendrix. As we bring you to the 10 o'clock hour here on WMFO in Medford with I Ran and I Rocked. Yes, that's our theme, Persian pop music and American rock and roll.
I'm so lonely.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And tonight we've been bringing you a theme called Iran and I Rocked, Persian pop music plus American rock and roll. We began that last shortest set of the evening with Shohra and Khalij, and then Jimi Hendrix. His live version of the Star Spangled Banner is performed at Woodstock. And then Arash with Persian pop in its most mature form coming out of L.A. The Alligator Club remix of Broken Angel. Right now, backing me up is Shakila with Sarate Naghash. Thanks so much for listening. I'm not sure whether I'll be here next week or not, but I definitely will be back in 2 weeks on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, and we'll be having a very green Kiltacular Kiltabration then. Stay tuned next for Chase Carson with the Time Tunnel and special guest, Old School Steve, only here on WMFO in Medford.
feature presentation.